Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've gotten to the most important part of the service. If you know someone who is not here, please tell them that the plane is really in the air. Our flowers and ashes. Today is a black and white season for the Basuntes. I don't know how, but a lot of you are wearing black or white. Amen. So the only permanent thing in this church is change. And as you can see, a lot of things are happening. And we love it. And we love it. And the Bible says in Ephesians 4 that when God loved us, he gave us gifts. And one of the gifts he gave to us was pastors. Pastors that will lead us to the right path. Pastors that will lead us in a way that we should go. Pastors that will equip us with the things that we need. And I believe that our pastor here, Joy, is leading us on the face, not only spiritually, but as you can also see the building of the church. For you to come the previous Sunday and suddenly come, 1 week, the roof is off. It means that something is happening. And I can tell you that very soon we'll enjoy something greater in the house. So church, help me welcome our pastor as she's here to also equip us with the word of God this morning.
Oh, sing it out, say, he holds my life, Jesus the man. Come on.
Of Galilee,
whether rain or shine, day or night, he leads the way. He holds my life, he holds my life,
Jesus the man.
Galilee, whether rain or shine, day or night,
he leads the way.
Check it out. Oh, say, he holds the reins of my life and gives me peace, perfect peace. No one can love me as
Jesus does,
shedding his blood for me. Oh, what a friend, what a friend. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Oh, what a friend.
What a friend.
That Jesus said, he holds it. He holds the reins of my life. And gives me peace, perfect peace. No one
can love me as Jesus loves.
Yes, he's shedding the blood for me. Oh, what a friend.
Oh, what a
Oh, what a friend.
Come on, you want to put your hands together for the Lord, and you want to give a shout to the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we are just so grateful for all that you do for us. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. We pray, Lord, that even as your word comes to us today, Lord, that we will be blessed. Meet us at where we are. We thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Do you have your Bible? Find it. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. Hallelujah. Wow. Beautiful. All right. Please, so the way the church is, I cannot have people walking up and down. So please, yeah, they are too close. The walking up and down is too close. So just find somewhere to pitch. Amen. Let me give a few announcements before we start to preach. The first announcement is that homecoming begins on Tuesday. Amen. 4th to 7th. And I believe that the Lord will take us and bring us back safely. Amen. Oh, amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. And then we also have our manifestations of the Spirit tonight. Amen. And I think now you know the reason for the change in venue. You know the reason for the change in venue. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Well, we're in the middle of changing the roof. Amen. And the Lord is helping us. Yeah. The Lord is helping us. So we believe that it will be well. So tell your neighbor, if you're uncomfortable, it's only small. It's just for a short time. Ask that. Tell the person, waiting man no see before. I yourself, man they choose. It's not a problem. Hallelujah. How many of you were confused when you were coming to church this morning? It's like, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on? For some of us, the problem was the skyline. Normally when you come in, you can see the roof. And it's like, what has happened? What has happened? But it's just a short project. Amen. And it's all to help our air conditioning to work. Yeah. Because if the ceiling is too high, it's a bit difficult. So we're asked to bring it down a bit. Amen. I think it's a nice problem to have. Oh, you don't agree with me that it's a nice problem. It's a very nice problem to have. It's a nice problem to have. Beautiful. So tonight, for manifestations of the Spirit, Bishop Patrick has graciously allowed us to come and use his fully air-conditioned, brand new cathedral. So tell your neighbor, I'll be there. And I believe that buses have been organized for people who don't know their way around, so you don't have to worry about how you'll get there. Is that okay? Just be here. Please, what time should people be here? People who need to go by bus. They should be here at 4. Beautiful. Powerful. And if you're driving, I believe we've also sent out a location. But if you are like Kumasi boat drivers and you cannot follow a map, you are free to also arrive here. And you are free to arrive here and follow us as we go. Amen. So from 4 p.m., movement will start from here to the location. Is that okay? And we're saying 4 because we don't want to go late into the night. Tomorrow is Monday. Oh, it's not Monday. Beautiful. Now, because of our current... please, you have to do something to bring down the feedback. Because of our current situation, we are not going to have screens for a few weeks. Yeah. Yeah, because when you carry the screens up and down, they get spoiled. So we're not going to do it. It is an opportunity for you to get a Bible. Ask your neighbor, do you own a Bible? Do you even own one? And so today, I'm very happy to announce to you that we are launching our Bring the Bible Back to Church campaign. Bring your Bible to church. Bring your Bible. Gen Z, you are ashamed of your Bibles. There was a time when we used to carry our Bible to church. But now you are ashamed of your Bible. You climb the trotro. Nobody even knows that you are going to church. But I tell you, in this church, we are not ashamed of the Word of God. We are not ashamed of our Bibles. And we are going to carry our Bible and bring it to church. Amen. Amen. And when you don't carry your Bible and bring it, I am going to tell you that my assumption is that you don't own one. Yeah, but I have soft copy. Please don't persecute my life. Don't persecute my life. You and I know what happens on that soft copy. Anyway, but it will just be a nice opportunity to campaign and just let's bring the Bibles back to church. Is it okay? Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Everything has an advantage. The soft copies have their advantage, but the hard copy also has its advantage. So we just want to bring it. Also because it will help you. You know, we follow the scriptures on the screen. when it's not there, it means when it's red, you have to sort of keep, yeah, just remember the point. I hope you get me. So just bring it along with you, and God will bless you. Amen and amen and amen. Well, today, I'm just preaching for a very short time today for various reasons. Tell me about various reasons. For various reasons. All right. Now, we're going to be doing a particular book. This, you know, every month we pick something, we preach from there. And this month we are preaching from the book Going Deeper and Doing More. Going Deeper. You know, I almost said they should project the cover of the book. I've forgotten that this. Going Deeper and Doing More. Hallelujah. Going Deeper and Doing More. I was thinking about this as I was preparing the service, and I was thinking that they are generally speaking, please, this is a wild generalization, okay? So don't take me to court over it. But just a generalization. There are two kinds of people. There are people who, when they are doing something, they use, what's the minimum amount of energy I can use to do? What's the least I can do? Are you there? So if you ask them to do something, it's done with very little energy. Then there are also some people who go inside and they do it. Are you with me? You know, and I was remembering two different circumstances all around this church. When we were building the part of the church we are sitting on, this part, there was a group that came here to build. And they were led by a certain foreman. And their foreman, Charlie, he would drive the work. They'll arrive at 7. By 7:30, they're at work. They'll take turns in having the break so that the work never stops. Rebuan, am I speaking the truth? Or yeah. So that even when this half are eating, the other half are continuing. That's how they worked. And they will work until minimum 5. If at 5 p.m. there's still some mixed mortar, they will clear it. You see, because you can't leave. If you leave it to the next day, you've got to throw it away. Never. Now, around the time when they were working, something happened to the wall. So we needed to get another group of people to come and to redo the wall and to do it with concrete. Now, the group or the foreman of that group was the first kind of person. So they'll arrive at work generally around 9. Then it's time to have breakfast. So they'll have breakfast. Then something like 9:35, they'll start working. Then they'll be working. At 12 o'clock, you know, at the time, the office was here. So you will hear them. At 12 o'clock, Charlie, it's lunchtime. So they will buy the lunch. Then they'll eat. When they finish eating, then they'll stretch out around. I mean, hey. After all, when the stomach is full, you cannot easily bend. So, hey. Are you in the house? And then by 3:30, upon, they have closed. Abraham, what I'm saying, is it true or is not true? You remember? I want to ask you a question. The foreman of those two groups, who do you think is still in a job? Who do you think is still working? The first one. Because he had been given a job. And he went deep into it. Are you with me? Right now, our current situation, you are as shocked as me. We call some people. We say, oh, this thing, it has to come down. So that we'll do the roof. They say, we are coming. For them to even give us their report and estimate, it took them about a week. When it came, they said, oh, this work here, you know, as we are looking at it, just to bring the thing down, we are looking at, we need some around 3-4 weeks, visa, something like that, before we need, you know, when they bring it down, there's what carries the roof is called the trusses. So they have to redo the, so to redo, we'll need another, I've forgotten how long that was. Whatever it is, the roof, you know, we'll start talking about the roof from December something going. This was what they said. I said, wow. Eja, me too, I didn't go to building school. Everything I know is only what I've learned on the project. Then somebody said to me, why don't you call Bishop Kwiku and ask him for the guy who he does his roofing with? So I called him and I asked him, We ask the question today, tomorrow morning, the guy has landed. When he arrived, he has said, from Tamale, he came to assess the work. Bring, 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 bring. Before he left, estimate has arrived. And I received the message, as we are going, we are returning to start work on Monday. Sunday, we'll be here. We were here last week, Sunday, when they arrived. Okay. They arrived. When they arrived, I said, good, they have arrived. Oh, for 1 week, we shall be relaxing. We'll be doing small, small. Ah, we are doing small, small. That's the small, small you are seeing. Yeah. In 4.5 days, they are cleared it. Not only cleared, they have started the new faith, the new ones. They've started to. Why? This one has gone deep. Or you, so now, if you have to choose this one or the ones who said, which one do you like? Which one do you like? In fact, we are so hot, they are rather chasing us. Yeah. The materials we thought they would need in 2 weeks' time, they need it tomorrow. They have called this morning. Oh, we are relaxing today, but please, will it be here tomorrow? Tell me, but drink deep or taste not. Are you seeing the difference? Which one do you like? The one who took a week to even give me the estimate, plus they are needing 3, 4, 5 weeks, God knows how long before. We like this one. God too, that's how he is. Does he like the type who, as you are serving him, minimum effort? You just do the top, the small lazy part. Is it not that I'm dialing your number? I see that you're quiet. Okay. Maybe we'll go to church, maybe we'll not go. Maybe we'll sing when they are singing, maybe we'll not sing. Maybe we'll clap, you know, we don't have the energy to be doing anything. They can't do anything. Is that the one? Or as you are coming to God, you have decided that I'm going deeper. Everything that you have, Lord, everything that you are, Lord, I want to know, I want to have, I want to be, I want to experience. Which one do you think God likes? Based on your own characterization of the two groups of workers, which one do you think God likes? Which one will be in church 10 years from now? 15 years from now? 20 years from now? You see, that alikizi, alikiza, laid back, it doesn't last though. So this month we are going to be looking at it. I'm not talking about becoming a pastor or even, no, I'm just talking about your personal walk with God. Go deeper. Hello? Go deeper. Oh, I usually pray once a week for 10 minutes. You will degas. You will degas very soon. You gotta go deeper. Tell your neighbor, we gotta go deeper. We gotta go deeper. We gotta go deeper. Hallelujah. And so this whole month, we'll be looking at some things that will help us to go deeper. Is it okay? Uh-huh. Because we have to go deeper. If we don't go deeper, we will not last. It's important to understand it. It's important. Have you not seen believers who are not believers anymore? If you won't go deep, you will eventually go off. Yeah. You see, I told you, the four men, one is still working, the other, the work has ended. Because when we look at you and how you don't hold the thing strongly, yeah, we are not excited. Hallelujah. And today, I'm going to be talking to you about how to go deeper by repetition. How to go deeper? By repetition. By repeating the thing. By repeating something. Over and over and over. By repeating. Hallelujah. The word repetition, it almost sounds like a bad word. Because when they say repeat the class. I'll tell you, neighbor, it's not good. It's not good. It's not what we want to hear. No, 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 no. No. So most of the time, when we say repeat something, it doesn't bring good pictures in our minds. But many things in this life, many things in our Christianity, in order to do them, in order to get anywhere, we need to repeat. And so let's go through some of these things. I may not be able to go through all. Let's go through some. Are you ready to go through it with me? Let's look at the first one. Go deeper by repetitive prayer. I'm sure you know the scripture I'm going to call already. Luke chapter 18, I'm reading from verse 2 to verse 6. Jesus was telling the story. There was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, "Though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unjust judge said." This is the story Jesus was telling. And he said, the woman asked and asked and asked. The judge did not answer her because he was afraid of her. The judge did not answer her because she paid him a bribe. The judge did not answer her because some people had planned to beat him up. No. The judge answered her because he said, this woman, she won't stop. If I don't do what she wants, she will disturb me. And this story was Jesus' way of teaching us that sometimes in this life, our prayers must be repetitive. How many of us, you've prayed a prayer sometimes, you are even bored because God is not answering you. You can see my hand. Yeah. And sometimes he means, hey, if you don't do, it's okay. Please ask your neighbor, why are you bored? Today I want to say, I make you no bore. Let's go back. Let's go and ask again. And again. And again. And again. Decide, I'm not going to stop. I will stop until the Lord dispatches my answer. Until the Lord says, let me send this angel to go and do it, because she won't let me go. Because he won't let me go. I'm not going to stop. I don't have a wife, but I will not stop asking for a wife. I am not feeling well, but I will not stop asking for my healing. I don't have the money, but I'm not going to stop asking for the money. Cat, I didn't hear your amen. Hey, I'm talking to somebody this morning. Amen. Yeah. You know, one of the debilitating and difficult things in this world is not to have a job. You're looking for a job and you don't. It's one of the things that it's almost like you are wounded in your soul. And so what often happens after a while, but today I came to tell you. You asked yesterday, but ask today. You asked last month, but ask this month. You asked last year, but keep on asking. Decide that until I get the job, until I get this kind of job that I'm looking for, until I get it, I will not stop. I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going deep into the prayer. Maybe I was praying 5 minutes about it. Now, dear Lord, you're going to hear about this matter 1 hour every day. I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you go. I'm reminded of the story of Jacob when he got to the point where God says he should return. And Jacob says, hey, Charlie, somebody's money is lying here. And the Bible says that when he was alone, an angel came to him. And when the angel came, he wrestled with the angel. That wrestle is a form of prayer. He wrestled with the angel. The angel began to beg him, let me go because day is breaking. Jacob said, look, I don't mind. I don't care if day is breaking. Oh. I don't mind at all. Day can break, but blessing you, bless me. I'm talking to somebody. So the angel looked and said, let me go and use powers. And the Bible says he hit his leg and shifted out the hollow. That means the guy was walking with a dislocated hip. If you have ever had a dislocated finger, you know how. Jacob, you have dislocated my leg. I don't mind whether I can walk or I cannot walk. I'm going to keep my prayer. I said, I will let you go unless you bless me. I don't mind whether I don't. Hey. The angel realized that this boy, eventually, the angel, you see, there's a question the angel asked. I was thinking about it. The angel said, what is your name? I said, you have come from heaven. You have been sent to me. Are you trying to tell me when you were coming, you didn't know that my name was Jacob? I want you to understand that he had fought with the angel till the angel was confused. He had even forgotten his name. He said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. Then the guy said, your name is not Jacob. Your name is not is Israel. And he now blessed him with a blessing that even today, they are working in it. They are working. I'm talking to somebody. Don't give up. I said, I'm talking to somebody. I said, don't give up. Don't stop. Don't give up. Repeat it. You know, sometimes even the way you have prayed for the thing and the words are almost like, it doesn't matter. Repeat. Push your neighbor and say, repeat it. Repeat it. Stop being angry and repeat it. Stop looking for your own situation, your own solution and repeat it. Hallelujah. Repetitive prayer. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Next one, number two. Go deeper by repetitively seeking God's direction. Yeah. Repetitively. Repetitively seeking God's direction. You know, there are times when we seek God's direction over A, but we leave B. Uh-huh. Are you there? So you were looking for a wife, so you prayed for God's direction. After you got a wife, that was it. You didn't go further. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. I'm reading from verse 13. The Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore, David inquired again. If you are holding your own Bible, underline that word again. Meaning he has inquired before. Yeah. What should I do? But now, it's a yes, it is true. Same Philistines, but he has gone to ask again. And God now said to him, go not up after them. You see, the first time you were to go up, but this time don't go up. Turn away from them. Then he showed him where to go and pass. Are you there? And the Bible says in verse 16 that David did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines. The fact that you are going through the same trial does not mean that the answer is the same. So go and ask again. Are you with me? Sometimes you are ending school. So at the end of school, you ask God, what's your will for me? But after you finish, you have not asked him that question again since you finished. Since you finished, you have not asked him again. You have not asked him, what's the direction that I should take? Hey. Are you in the house? Yeah. Even Jesus, he knew he was to die on the cross. Do you know that the Bible tells us that three times he asked his direction. Three times he went to pray again. The same cross matter. The same Gethsemane. He went to pray three times about the same thing. God, not my will, but your will. Not my will, but your will. How much more us? Hey, push your neighbor and ask your neighbor, when last did you ask about the will of God? When last about any matter? And the reason is because we have an enemy. And our enemy does not rest. And his demons are a lot. So he's always looking for a hole. You see, he's always looking for a place to pass. Yeah, so you keep on asking. So that you make sure that you are on the road you should be on. And because sometimes you are going, you see, when you read the Bible, you can see that at times God has directed some people in this way. And then he comes and he changes the thing. He has seen who is there. So the enemy will be waiting there, but you are past here. Yeah. Are you in the church or you have traveled? Yeah. And so repeat the asking for the will of God. You asked him, Pastor, Lord, should I become a pastor? He said yes. So you have become a pastor. Anyone? No. That's all. That's all. What is next? What is next? It's time for you to have children. Is it one? Or is two? Or is three? See, you are very quiet. You are... You know, there are many things God, many times God leaves us to do what we want, but sometimes he doesn't. Yeah. Bishop Francis Sapon, who will visit us by the grace of God in January. he told us a story, a very interesting story. He and his wife, they had the children they wanted. And they decided that we are done. And they said, tie tube, tie tube. So they've tied it. Everything is set. No problem. They're enjoying life. I mean, life becomes interesting after you've tied. Now we know they fear. I mean, we shall have fun. We're not afraid of... Hey! After the tying, one day she was there. He was there. His wife came. She said, Charlie... You know, all the different child prevention, they have different percentages of success. But the tying of tubes is one of the most sure. Please, I lie or is most sure, closest to 100%. It's not 100%, but closest. You can't have a child. They said, what? Then maybe the doctor who we told to do the tying, maybe he didn't do it well. So she went through the pregnancy. When it was time, said, we are not going to do normal. We want to do cesarean section so that we can see. He said he had a cameraman in the theater so that they'll take the picture to show that the time, no, are you there? Because where they are, you can sue the doctor and get, hey, do you want to know what happened? She went in there for the CS. When they cut and they open. Cameraman, where are you? Are you ready? Where's your camera? Let us see the tube. Tube number one, tied. Perfect. Tube number two, tied. Perfect. The woman was having a baby. If you are halfway, if you understand how it works, you know that it can only be... God had determined that you tie or you not this child. Whether you have tied or you have not tied, this child has to come. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. What's the will of God in your life? Do you know? Sometimes you know one direction, you don't know the other. Go ask again. Hallelujah. Oh, I said ask again. Ask again. We are still going deeper. We're talking about repetition, repeating the thing. Another area to do repeatedly is in giving. Giving. Philippians 4, Paul had a lot to say about giving. He says a lot. Philippians, in Corinthians, so many places. Now, here's what he says in Philippians 4. I'm reading from verse 15 to 19. Now, you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving, but only you. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire give, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We really like to quote, my God shall supply all your needs. Tell anybody, it's not just roaming around. It's not a scripture roaming around just to be applied randomly. It's not for random application. But Paul was commending them and he was telling them that their repeated giving, are you getting it? He was talking about it. The fact that they were giving again. He had not asked for anything. They were giving again. One of the repetitive areas in our Christian lives is giving. Hello? It's giving. It's giving. If you are not ready to give, I suggest you should change your religion. Because in church, you can't avoid it. If it is not offering one, it's offering two. If it's not offering two, it is a special offering. If it's not a special offering, it's a pledge. If it's not a pledge, it's a what? It's a tithe. If it's not a tithe, it's a convention. If it's not a convention, I mean something. So if you are the type who doesn't give, or when you have given once, you say, I've given once, and no. I think you are in the wrong place. You have not understood your believing well. It's part of our lives with God. Hello? It's part of our lives. This church, we are giving now, and we are still on it. But where do you think the roof is coming from? Please ask your neighbor, where is this supposed to come from? It's from here. Amen. Hey, the church is very quiet, oh. Yeah. It's coming from here. Hey, me dear, I gave when they were doing the pillars. Oh, meanwhile, Kechi. After the pillars, we have done the whole building on top. Oh, what are you saying? Eh? What are you saying? You see, our church, there's a plan. Ah, when we finish, we shall start to organize ourselves. We will AC the church. Oh. Hey. You see, some of you can't even clap. Yeah. We will AC. When we are finished ACing the church, we will take pictures of ourselves in the AC church and we'll send it to our father. And say, Daddy, we are in it. We are here. We are here. Oh. But are we, where should we get that money from? You just tell me. Yeah, you see, Pastor, I don't like these things, my friend. It's part of our life. It is part of our faith. Amen. Repeatedly. So don't get tired. Are you there? Hey, you see, the way that your yes is not strong. Every year we do Galatians 6:6. We're going to do it this year again. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Yeah. Because that's the scripture. We're going to do it. You there or you know the? Please, you see some people, their faces have changed. Ask your neighbor, why are you more? How many of us like to receive? I like receiving. Well, if you like repeated receiving, you must know that repeated receiving is generated by repeated giving. Yes. Yes. I said repeated receiving is generated by repeated giving. Yeah. Me, I like receiving. I won't lie to you. I won't lie. Have you brought me something? I say, I won't collect it. Oh, I'll collect it, prayer. I'll say, thank you very much. I'll say a prayer over you. I will collect it. You have brought me something. I say, I won't go. Is that what... Hey, you are very quiet, oh. I say, I will collect it. I'll collect it, cry. And I will speak a blessing over you. Hey, the church is very quiet, oh. So if you are not receiving anything, I want you to check your giving. Some of you, since year 2020, you were giving 5 cedis offering. Up till today, you have been giving 5 cedis offering. Meanwhile, the power of 5 cedis in 2020 and the power of 5 cedis in 2020 is completely, I mean. Eh? Even one kenke kura these days, 7 cedis. 7 cedis. If you have the stomach like some people that I know, they have to eat 2. They have to eat 14 cedis before they feel that they have eaten. And your offering is still 5 cedis. Tell your neighbor, I will be looking at your offering today. I'll be looking at it. Hallelujah. But it's something you should just say to yourself that I'm going to, as much as I'm able. One day, the Spirit of God said, give this and do this. And I said, oh, but why? The matter is not my matter. And he gave me an answer that surprised me. Do you want to know the answer? He said, because you can. That's all. Not that it's your matter, not that it's, no, because you can. Because you can. Do it because you can. Hallelujah. So if I'm repeatedly receiving, I don't know why you are jealous. Ah. I don't know how, sir. Push your neighbor and say, we're going to give. I'm going to give. I'm going to give. I'm going to give. I'm going to give. Yeah. I want you to watch people who grumble about giving. Watch them closely. And see whether there's any part of their life you like. Yeah. Just watch. He said, oh, but this is my friend. He's a rich man. He's a rich man. Look inside the family. Look inside and see. He's a rich man, but he's of no use. Yeah. Oh, we shall give. Tell neighbor, we will give. We will give. Yeah. As far as he enables us, we will do. The day we are not doing it, because we have done our best. Yeah, we've done our best. Hallelujah. Because it's one of those things. You know, one of the things I've realized in life is that things don't just happen. For example, and I'm saying this also for some of you who are doing business. The fact that a business is not working now is not an indication to stop. How will you know the difference? By asking God.
Because sometimes you've got to do the thing, you know, yeah, for a while, over, then it picks. You know, it picks. So the fact that you started and it was a little shaky, just, it's not an indication to stop. And that's how our giving is. So the fact that you gave and then you did it, you felt that I don't see anything coming from my giving. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Some things you do them and do them and do them and do them. I remember Give Thyself Holy. Give Thyself Holy, when it started, it was called ISI. I remember the first ISIs. The room were not before. The room were not before. But it was the repeated ISI, ISI. Doing. Pop. Today, our greatest issue, Give Thyself with the greatest headache, is where to put everybody who wants to come. Can't even accommodate them. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's not that free accommodation. They are paying. We don't know where to accommodate. But it was from repeated. Am I talking to somebody today? Are you receiving something today? I don't know who I'm talking to, but somebody, you have to go and try that idea again. Do it again. You said you are going to put your business on social media. You did it the first time. It only brought you trolls and insults. Shandala masoko taraba sekayama. Go back, look at it. Maybe your video was not good enough, or maybe just go and go right back again. Or you're not understanding what I'm saying. Or maybe you put it on Facebook when you should have put it on TikTok. Or maybe you put it on TikTok when you should have done it on Instagram. Or maybe the faces of the people that you used, it wasn't really. Are you in the house? Go and do it again. Young ladies, some of you need to go back and cook. Don't worry. Go back to your mom and say, "Mommy, it's not working. Let's try again. And my mother will insult me. It's not a problem. Wow. Am I talking to somebody? Repeat it again. Now, in this same chapter in the book, one of the things that prophet says, he says, read the book again. And he gives a key. If you want to study anything, he gives a key. He says, until you have read it 9 times, you don't know it. Until you have read it 9 times. I'm saying for some students here, you believe that wabong. And yes, sir, wabong. You haven't read it enough. Yeah. I know Christians who say, I can't learn the scriptures. Oh, you have not heard that before. When I learn, I forget. No, you haven't read it enough. Do you know why? Whether you are sick or well, whether you are asleep or awake, when we ask you your name, if you are sleeping, we hit you. What's your name? You say, why? Because you've said it. You've said it, and that even when your head is not working, you are saying your name. Yes, of saying it. So under every circumstance, you can say it. Yeah. Do you know why you brush your teeth, even when you have malaria? It's because you have brushed it. You can't. In fact, it's almost not a thing. You see in the hospital, somebody cannot get up. They have to bring him what he needs to accomplish it right there. Hallelujah. And I believe that the revelation on repeating something is something that we should learn. Hallelujah. We get frustrated too early. We give up too early. Push your neighbor and say, we can't give up. What were you asking God for? Go back and ask him. What were you doing that it was not working? Go back and do it. What were you studying that it was not working? Go back and study it. Push your neighbor and say, those your marks. I don't like it. Let's go again. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. Repeated reading. You are a pastor. Repeated reading. Repeated listening. You are a center leader. You have got 5 people. The five has suddenly become 3.5. I want you to push your neighbor and say, anointing. No, it's not sold in the market. It's not available for sale. Oh. But it's repeating and repeating. Soak again. Soak again. Today we are going to have our ministrations of the Spirit. Hallelujah. I believe we're going to have a good time. Maybe you came the last time and you had your breakthrough. But maybe you came and you didn't have your breakthrough. It's not a problem. We are going again. I said we are going again. We are going again. We will go again and we'll give God time again. And we'll be available to the Lord again. And we will worship Him again. And we'll lift His name up again. And we'll ask Him for healing again. And we will ask Him for the breakthrough again. We'll ask Him for the anointing again. We will repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until God answers us from heaven. Stand to your feet, everyone. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This afternoon, you just want to bow down your head. What have you been talking to the Lord about? I want you in just 2 minutes, talk about it again. Talk about it again. Talk about it again. Talk about it again. Kata, talk about it again. Talk about it again. What were you asking Him for? Don't give up. Talk again. Somebody, you have been in debt for a long time, and you are saying, Lord, help me. And you are beginning to be discouraged that He's not helping. Please talk about it again. Talk about it again. Talk about it now again. Talk about it again. Talk about it again. Somebody, you've been looking for a wife. It's not, you've not seen. Talk about it again. Somebody, you've been asking for healing. Talk about it again. Somebody, it's your job. Talk about it again. Somebody, it's a breakthrough of another kind. Just talk about it again. Ask Him to help you again. Ask Him to help you again. Again. What is that thing you've been looking for? Ask for it again. Don't give up at all. Sometimes when even the asking is painful, the tears may be flowing. Don't worry. Let the tears flow. But ask again. Ask again. Oh, just lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Just lift up your voice and talk to the Lord.
With you.
Lift your voice up and pray. We're praying just for a few minutes.
Father, we come before you again and ask again. Heavenly Father, that one issue that was bothering us that we've been asking, Father, we have come back again. And we have come to knock the doors of heaven again, Lord. Heavenly Father, believe in you for an answer. Lift up your voice and ask again. Don't get tired. Mande brisha balaba shemenenea. Rakapaya laba shemenenene. Rakapaya laba shinto mama mama mama. Open your mouth and ask heaven again. Ask heaven again. We are repeating our prayers. Ask again this morning. Oh, mande brisha balaba shemenenea. Rakapalaba shabalaba shemenene. Mande brikapaya laba shinto.
They say this mountain can be.
Oh, keep praying. Praying in tongues. Yeah, sing it.
This head is changed.
Hey,
God, we believe.
Open your mouth and ask. Open your mouth and ask this morning. Makapaya la bashama na mashemi nenea. Hey, makapaya la bashama na manama. Oh, and David inquired of the Lord again. Oh, mandebrishama na mashemi nenea. Makapaya la bashama na ma. And the brishama na mashemi nenea. Break apaya la bashama na mo and the brish kopaya. Hey, mandebrishama la mashemi nenea. Heavenly Father, that one pinching issue we have been asking again. Today, this morning, we are coming again. And we are coming again, believing you for an answer, Lord. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. And the breeze, Kapai, all of us swimming in the air. And the breeze, Kapai, all of us swimming in the air. Hey, Kapai, all of us swimming in the air. Hey, man, the breeze, Kapai, all of us.
You say, I believe.
Oh, he says it and we believe.
You say, it is done. You say,
miracles are happening already this afternoon.
Open your mouth and speak in the language of the Spirit. Mandi brings kapayalaba, rakapalaba shama nama shito mama mama mama. Father, we are coming again. We are coming again. Mandi brings kapayalaba, iya nama shati ne ne mama.
Break
kapayalaba shama nama shimi ne ne mama.
I believe
you say. Oh, lift up our eyes onto the hills, for where cometh our help? Our help cometh from the Lord.
You say.
The God And people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways. And the Lord will come down and hear them.
Yes, you said it.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's just given us a taste of what is waiting for us this evening. We're going to talk to him tonight, and we're just going to be with him tonight. But right now, as every eye is closed and every head is bowed, I just want to give you that reputation and that invitation again. You are here this afternoon. You've not given your life to Jesus. He's waiting for you. He's waiting. He's asking. He's inviting you again. And so as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to give your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand for me. We're going to pray together. Just lift it up for me. Oh, you said it. God bless you. I can see a hand or two up. If your hand is up, come to me, please. Oh, you said it. It is done.
Say, I believe you said it is done. You said,
oh, just come. Your heart is beating. The Lord is inviting you again.
You
one more time.
Said,
again.
It is done.
Here, I want you to pray this prayer like it is your own. Pray this prayer. Please give the microphone. Where is Nana Kofi? Give it to him for me. I want him to today. I just need a tree. You know, if you can look it. Just give it to us in tree. We want to take it in tree like that.
Watch out. Your mom pay Bobby Dimechi. Kase Eradi Yesu.
Eradi Yesu.
And that day, Medawase. So I'm up Menya Kwenya. Abawenim. And then me bow and chain set all the bonny for whom a mobile never me bonny chemi never moja oh whom a bonny in a show me dee ever won't come with me. But that was the
issue.
So what Jimmy and Connie
amen.
With all of me, I want to praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.